Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get Elliot Shore Parks on now and bounce that one around. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So, Elliot, when you're watching the game and the field goal team comes out down 14, in that situation, 33-19, 7 minutes and change to go. Are you surprised Peyton's going for three there?
Yeah, what a coward move by him, right? I mean, we saw Doug these last few seasons, how he was aggressive in those moments. And that was a terrible decision by Sean Payton. And the Eagles must have been thrilled he made that decision, right? They were moving the ball. They probably get the fourth down if they go for it. So I thought it was a really bad decision by Sean.
I know, but Elliot, it never came up in the Sirianni news conference. You think he'll admit today? Because believe me, I'm asking him. You think he'll admit today that he was thrilled that they did that?
He might not admit it, and I'm excited to hear what he says when you do ask him, but I'm sure inside he was very, very happy that happened.
All right, let's get to Jalen Hurts because, you know, people are still debating whether or not he could be the long-term solution.
Yeah.
Based on what you saw yesterday, is he the long-term solution, Elliot?
He's pretty close. I mean, I thought what he did yesterday was incredibly impressive. I think that, you know, we talk so much about Jalen Hurts intangibles, but in terms of what he does on the field, I think yesterday was a really good example of what his strengths are. He's so smart with the football. You look at that game yesterday, and the only chance the Saints had was if their defense made a play, if they got an interception, you know, something like that, if Jalen Hurts made a mistake. And he didn't do it. He's incredibly smart with the football. He doesn't take negative plays. You know, the quarterback that was here the last few years, he would always take negative plays, and it would hurt the team. I thought that what Jalen Hurts did yesterday is a really good indication of he can do that moving forward. And then, of course, that run in the fourth quarter sealed the deal exactly when they needed him to. So, yeah, I mean, he was a franchise quarterback yesterday for sure.
Would you, if you see Howie Roseman today, would you tell him to put away the binoculars? It's over. We don't need it. Use those picks on some people to help, Jalen. We got the quarterback.
Use those picks on the defensive side of the ball.
Yes.
Don't use them on a quarterback. I agree.
And let's talk now about the defensive side of the ball because there were three turnovers. Big play, Slay gets a pick six. Edwards gets an interception and a fumble recovery on a strip by Cox. Tell me what you see from those guys. They seem to step up, especially Slay right now before he got hurt.
Yeah, what's interesting about Slay is obviously the plays he's making are huge, right? They might not win that game yesterday without the pick six, considering how things went late in the third, early in the fourth. And then, of course, his touchdown against Denver was huge. But what he's really doing to me that has him as one of the best cornerbacks in the league this year, his coverage has been outstanding, right? And that's not to diminish the big plays, but his you know, those other 50, you know, 60 snaps he's out on the field, he's been a lockdown number one cornerback. And you can see how much that's helping the defense. You know, early in the year and still now, we talk about how they don't give up big plays, sometimes to the detriment of the defense. But part of the reason they're not giving up those big plays is they don't have a cornerback that gets torched all the time like they used to, right? He's not Byron Maxwell. He is a number one shutdown corner. So, I think he's been absolutely huge for the defense. And then you mentioned some of the other guys, T.J. Edwards, since he's come in the lineup, he's been great. And he looks like he can be, you know, maybe not a all-star type linebacker, but he's certainly a very good linebacker. And after what they had earlier in the year, I think they'll take that.
All right. Now I would like to whine about the dog mentality. All right. Because this was something Nick did address after the game. So Sanders, who we know is prone to fumble, is handed the ball inside the 10-yard line, right near his own goal line, and he fumbles. Then the next series, they're back near their own goal line, and he's back in the game, and they get a lucky break on a forward progress whistle, or there's another fumble. How can he say dog mentality, forget what just happened and move on, when he's the coach and he's got to react to what's happening? I don't understand it, Elliot.
Yeah, I would retire the dog mentality phrase if I were Nick. Now, the players do seem to respond to it, so who knows? But I just don't think – it's not something I would keep saying if I were him. In terms of showing faith in his players, you know, I guess that's how you build a culture. That's how you get guys to believe in you. But that game yesterday was absolutely crucial, right? If they lose that game, let's just say, you know, people are feeling a lot different than they are – they're feeling a lot different today than they would have been. So I think giving it back to Miles there was risky. Miles did do a good job running the ball otherwise. I think he was close to 6 yards to carry. But, yeah, the ball security is absolutely huge, and those issues weren't there when Jordan Howard and Boston Scott were there the last few weeks. So I thought it was a very risky decision to give him the ball back exactly in that spot. And then he did it later in the game, too. They were backed up against their own 10, and they gave it to him again. So, yeah, I mean, he took a risk.
He sure did. Are the Eagles going to sweep the Meadowlands the next 2 weeks? It's the Giants and then the Jets both up there. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they will. I mean, look, they're better than both those teams. Both those teams are an actual train wreck, right? I mean, they have terrible head coaches, and they're both terrible against the run. So, yeah, I think they'll win these next two games pretty convincingly.
And that means Elliot is going to be talking about the playoffs. Yes, he is. Elliot Shaw Prox, thank you, bud. Always good to talk to you, Elliot. Thanks.
Yep.
Talk
to you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.